Chapter 28, Our Brilliant Future. The most exciting, the most dynamic, the most wonderful and beautiful years for the white race lie ahead of us. In the next few pages, I am going to prognosticate what I see ahead for the future of the white race after it has accomplished its goals of populating the world. I am envisioning a world in which the niggers, the Jews, and the colored races are no longer in our midst to debilitate us, plunder us, to harass us, or to plague us. I am looking forward to the time when the white race will be able to exercise its wonderful productive and creative genius without having upon its back all the leeches that now suck the very lifeblood from out of our veins. When I contemplate the coming of this wonderful era, our future looks rosy beyond anything that has ever been imagined before. In fact, a heaven on earth would not be too expansive a description of the exciting future that awaits us. When the white race has expanded to where it will populate all the worthwhile land of this planet Earth, we will see an upbreeding of the white race instead of the downbreeding that has been going on for the last 2,000 years, and we will see a super race emerge that will be a pride and a joy to behold. I believe that within the next century, after the white man has accomplished his primary goal of populating the world, we will find the average white man or woman as being handsome, athletic in build, and unusually healthy in mind and body. The average man will be handsome and manly looking, in fact, more so than the average movie star of today. The average white woman will be tall, possessed of a beautiful, feminine figure, and exceedingly beautiful in appearance. I further predict that the average intelligence will rise considerably as the white race embarks on its program for improving and advancing itself. Well, as today, a man with an IQ of 150 is considered to be a rare genius and occurs roughly once in 5,000. I foresee that in 100 years from the time the white man has gained control of his own destiny, a genius of this caliber will be considered quite commonplace. Furthermore, we can expect to have super geniuses with IQs of 200 and more, leading our race into fields of technology and science and culture to heights that can hardly be dreamed of today. Mathematics, chemistry, physics, science, technology will break through to dizzying new heights that we can hardly visualize today. Finer music will be written than has ever been written in the past. Art and sculpture, architecture, freed from Jewish influence, will reach far superior standards of beauty than have ever been achieved before, even far outdistancing that achieved by the Greeks and the Romans in classical civilization or during the time of the Renaissance. We will have many geniuses of the type exemplified by Leonardo da Vinci or Michelangelo or Rembrandt. And we will, in fact, have super geniuses that will far surpass anything that the best of the white man in the past has ever achieved. Not only will the future white man be a superior species in health, but with no more of the niggers and the colored races in our midst to spread disease, filth, and pollution amongst us, the former incidence of disease will be greatly reduced by several factors. A healthier specimen of individual, superior nutritional technology, the absence of slums, filth, and degeneracy. With the passing of the niggers, the Jews, and the scum from our midst, I further foresee the white race, in a very short space of time, will have completely eradicated poverty from throughout the land. Not only will there be no masses of colored freeloaders riding on our back to pull down our standard of living, but we will also have gotten rid of the Jew who has been robbing us of more than 3/4 of our wealth through sheer chicanery, coercion, and plunder. Furthermore, the white man's organization will be so much superior, so much more productive, and so much more creative, and the white man, then having very few ignorant and indolent drones amongst his own kind, poverty as a problem, will have been completely eradicated in our society. In fact, when we have populated the world and have at our disposal the wealth and resources of the whole wide world with which to create, build, and produce for ourselves, we will literally be swimming in wealth. It is not only possible, but entirely probable, that every white family will be able to afford a beautiful, large home in attractive, clean surroundings. It will be possible to have all the fine clothes, books, good food, and whatever else they desire, entirely within their reach and at their disposal. Why do I predict such a bountiful future? Because this goal is not only entirely possible, but inescapable when the white man is free to exercise his tremendous creative and productive abilities for his own use. With even more advanced, capable generations coming up, providing for himself and his family will be a breeze for the white man of the future. Instead of most of the white man's energy and productivity now being siphoned off to the parasites that ride on his back, his energy being dissipated in destructive wars and infighting amongst the white people themselves, all of the creative productivity will in the future will go towards his own benefit. We will, for instance, have no more warfare between the different peoples. The white race, when it has made the creativity religion its very own and eliminated the destructive Jewish influence from its midst, will also have eliminated Jewish instigated warfare. Being united in the one common purpose of advancing itself, it will no longer have the slightest reason to carry out suicidal warfare against itself, and there will no longer be any threat from the colored races against whom to wage any kind of warfare. In short, the tremendously destructive and debilitating consequences of warfare that the Jews have manipulated the white race into, generation after generation, century after century, will be entirely eradicated. It will no longer be one of the many evils that now so tragically plague us. When you think of the tremendous cost of the white race in terms of wealth, material, energy, and in blood that the Jewish-instigated wars have cost us in the past, and when we consider that all this effort can instead be directed for our own constructive benefit, the very idea itself is staggering. Nevertheless, this is what we can do when the white man embraces the religion that we are now founding, a religion that teaches him to unite and create and produce for his own benefit, and teaches him to demand and exercise control of his own destiny. Not only will we be rid forever of the destructive and debilitating wars that the Jews have manipulated upon us, we will no longer have to support a huge, expensive, and non-productive war machine as we are today. Furthermore, our astronomical welfare costs, which are now being wasted on the parasitic nigger of today, will also be entirely eliminated. These two factors alone, coupled with the absence of Jewish plunder, I feel confident will lower our taxes to a fraction of what they are today. I predict that taxes will be reduced to where they will be less than 10%, perhaps 5% of what they are at present, considering further that crime will be reduced to where it will be less than 1% of what it is today. It is not hard to imagine where the present huge costs of government with warfare and welfare eliminated will be a small fraction of the burden that it is today. The white man will then be in a position where his creativity and productivity can benefit those who have worked for it, namely the white man himself. The whole effect of this will be accumulative, with crime reduced to 1% or less of what it is today. The non-productive cost of maintaining a huge police force will shrink accordingly. The streets will again be safe for men, women, and children, day or night. Most of the bureaucratic controls that businessmen and the average citizen in general is plagued with will be eliminated. No longer will we need armies of bookkeepers and paper shufflers in and out of government to debilitate and harass our every move. The white man can again, in fact, will be encouraged to do that which he does best, create and produce, with the imbeciles, idiots, and morons being culled out by the simple process of not being allowed to breed and multiply their misery. Mental problems too will be shrunk to a rarity rather than the mushrooming phenomena it is becoming today. Our whole approach will be to prevent the reproduction and multiplication of the mental and physical defectives. These must and will be culled out as nature dictates. Rather than keeping every deformed and defective alive at all costs to breed again and to multiply, our approach will be to bring only healthy and intelligent children into the world as far as possible. This is what nature tells us to do. I foresee so many tremendous and beautiful advantages accruing to the white race once he is on its way to advancing itself, that the list is almost endless, and it is staggering to the imagination. We have already mentioned that we would see the end of warfare and internecine strife. Crime and poverty would be practically eliminated. With the niggers no longer in our midst, there would be no slums. In fact, if you have visited some of the beautiful and clean cities in Germany, in Switzerland, you have a small insight as to the beautiful cities and the beautiful rural landscape that we can expect when the white man has again found himself. Cities will be clean, with beautiful parks, interspersed at frequent intervals. Streets will be lined with trees and flowers in abundance, with everything neat and clean, as we have already experienced in many of the all-white countries of Europe today, such as Holland, Switzerland, and Germany. Only with the future white race, having rid itself of the Jew, this trend towards beauty and cleanliness will be accentuated and will far exceed anything that we have today. Furthermore, we will no longer be plagued and drained of our resources by having to send foreign aid out of our midst, because we will no longer be shipping a tremendous amount of our hard-earned money to countries like India, where it has been going down a rat hole. In fact, the white nations of the world, being amply supplied with the land of all the different continents and with the inherent wealth of these natural resources, will be doing fabulously well on their own. There will be very little need for any transshipment of aid. Prosperous trade will instead be the order of the day. Not only will we have a clean and prosperous environment, but there will no longer be any racial strife. We will all be of the same race and speak the same language. We will all have learnt through our new religion to honour, respect, and promote that race, and promote each other. We will have learned the lesson of racial loyalty, racial solidarity. Furthermore, with the advanced technology, with the finer, more capable, and more intelligent type of people to take advantage of that advanced technology, with the resources of the world at our disposal, we will be literally swimming in wealth without having to probably work nearly as hard as we do today. We can foresee that whereas the white race is productive and creative, whereas the white man is a builder and a worker, nevertheless, he can, with less work than he is exerting now, accomplish all this and still have ample time for leisure and enjoyment. I therefore foresee a great expansion of our recreational endeavors. I can see where the white people will be spending more time doing those things that interest them most. They will be spending more time at sports and athletics. They will be spending more time on cultural projects, music, art, sculpture, and many other creative activities that have not even been invented today. With the white man's productivity so greatly increased and being rid of all the freeloading parasites, every white man will be in a position where he can easily found and support a family. He will be able to do this at a younger age, as nature says he should. with the parasitic Jews and the niggers no longer riding on his back, not only will the standard of living be much higher, but the wife of the couple will no longer need to work to help make ends meet financially. She will be free to do that which nature has fitted for her, to be a wife and a mother, to take care of her family, and to build a happy home. She will have time to devote to arts and crafts, to music and to cultural pursuits. The whole family, in fact, will have more time and means to devote to such higher pursuits as well as other recreational enjoyments. I foresee the white race celebrating many national holidays and activities that will honor the great leaders of the past. They will exalt and pay tribute to those geniuses who have brought the white race to the high state of achievement, prosperity, and well-being that they will then enjoy. I foresee many rallies and parades and cultural activities that will honor and elevate the white race as a religious celebration. The Nuremberg rallies of the 1930s, under the leadership of that great white man, Adolf Hitler, are a typical example of the kind of celebrations the white race will enjoy in the future centuries. These kind of festive rallies are the sole rewarding activity of tremendous benefit to our people. It is a kind of cement that helps to unite and bind the people together toward common objectives that aim for higher and greater goals, and at the same time, the participants reaping a psychological reward that is a needed stimulant for the individual. With all this, I predict, will also come a technological explosion, the magnitude of which is hard to imagine. Although this huge technological advancement will come naturally because of the superior creative genius of the white race, this is not nearly as important to our welfare as will be the cleansing of our race, and the white race being in control of its own destiny. Nevertheless, with the white man being in control of his own destiny and having the innate and inborn desires to improve and advance his own kind, combined with the technological advances that he is so capable of, this will truly create a heaven on earth, the likes of which the world has never before seen. And like Christianity, which predicts fire and blood, plagues and suffering, hellfire and destruction, I am buoyantly optimistic of the white man's future and predict great and wonderful things to come. I predict them because they are inevitable for the white race, being so highly endowed with creativity, intelligence, productivity, and the genius that is so characteristic of the white race. All we really need is to rid ourselves of the parasites that have crippled us in the past and take charge of our own destiny. When that day comes, our future will not only be bright and beautiful, it will be dynamic and exciting beyond anything that mankind in the past has ever even imagined.